my true passion is teaching. So here's the question I'll share with you, and apologies to the people who are in my class and already got it. So I've always been a little bit resistant, resentful, frustrated with the whole, you know, earth is a school, you come here and you got to work through the bad emotions. Like, why? Right? Like, it's a school. What's the point? What's the point? And none of the answers I've gotten, and I keep studying, ever satisfy the logical mind. And so, would you like to know the answer?
Yes.
So if we believe that we have one loving source, that is the Creator, one source, one God, one source, one Father, one Mother, whatever you want to call it. And in all the religions, they always do go back to one. I mean, there's some consistencies. So in this one, all that is, if it's truly unconditional love, how would it have any experience of evolution? Because evolution always comes about through a friction, through an expansion. And so this loving source that's unconditional, what would it need as the opposite of it to create evolution? Conditions. So here we are on Earth with some really intense conditions, like slavery, in many, many different forms. Like death and separation and loss. So that we can be in the experience to create an evolution of human consciousness. And boy, has it created some diversity. So there's more to that, but I've been looking for that answer a long time. So if it's an earth of contrast and you have unconditional love, and that's what we're going back to, it would explain an earth that has so many conditions. Weather, that's irrational. Hunger, extinction, new species. Tons of conditions here. For us to evolve the emotional self back into unconditional love. So it goes a little further. So then it would mean, are you just a pathetic victim? Or are you an amazing, courageous, multi-dimensional being here on a really tough planet contributing to evolution? If you were to join me in that perspective, you would feel so differently about yourself. Not sure if I lost y'all or you're with me. It's kind of woo. So that's where we're playing. And I'm really excited because I just started the Monday series. And there's just tons more information coming on this. So I'm really very, very excited. And so it's kind of what was in this tab. So you have had lifetimes or cellular memory, depending on how you perceive past life, because you inherit things, like I have freckles that go past the family line. So your DNA, there's some kind of evolutionary process. So there are times when you're in the frequency so deeply, you can't do this work. Mm-hmm. And then those of us who are not fighting for shelter or a sense of freedom or health, we have time to do this work and be the possibility.
Right.
How cool is that? And it means you have to give up, if you're like me, have all the guilt of being happy when other people are suffering. Right? Right? Because that's not our comfort zone. But it's a new time because I keep getting happier and everybody still likes me. So, you know, there was a time people would say, what drugs are you on? But, all right, let's take a big breath.